You are now listening to A Tale from a World Asunder.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another Tale from a World Asunder, a very special seasonal episode of our little podcast here. I will be your GM tonight. My name is Nick, and with me I have the lovely Simon.
Hello.
The gorgeous Louisa.
Hi there.
And the amazing Summer.
Hello.
Summer is joining us for the first time on the podcast, though a long-standing member of the Asunder team. You may know Summer from all of their amazing portraits that they've done of our characters. Summer is our official artist for Asunder Pod. And we are very, very happy to have them on stream. Been a long-time friend and a great work partner in this endeavor. So we're happy to have you on, Summer.
Aw, shucks.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
This holiday episode of Tales from World Asunder brings us back in time. Transport yourself back to before Adelaide and Mila ever met, before any of this broke apart. Back to a simpler time, an easier time, when Adelaide was on his own with the kobold crew, and winter started to come around. The season where the world gets colder, people tend to shut themselves indoors. For many people, it's a time of light and festivity. For many in Meridia, it is the season where they celebrate Agal Kabir, which is the winter holiday in Meridia, full of light, full of festivity, full of home and family. For people like Adelaide, it is a bit more of a somber time. For half-orcs, the tradition is Vezenef, which is the night of silence. For people like the kobolds, for the draconic, it is a holiday called Chakar, or if you're a kobold, Cha. It is a time of darkness. It is time of, again, isolation, but as dragons are typically isolated creatures, that is not particularly strange for them. This holiday season, however, they stuck together. Adelaide spent the night going to the town of Thistlebrush. This was his regular holiday haunt, where he had a small group of friends and pseudo-family that he would celebrate with. He would go to the local tavern and partake in drink and food and pleasure. As such, docked in the small outlying town of Thistlebrush, he often left the kobolds to their lonesome. After the events of the night, Adelaide had to sit down with the kobolds and have a chat with them. Right, so please explain to me again what happened, because I'm just trying to get a picture of what caused, you know, all of this to go down. So I just want you to bring me through the sequence of events here, right? Because from what I've gotten off you, you bought what you needed for your
ritual.
Exactly. For your ritual from the general store owner.
Uh-huh.
Old Nimby, right down in the town center.
We got the stuff.
The things.
Uh-huh.
And then something happened, and you managed to get into the bell tower at around midnight and ring the city hall bells. Now, we all heard it. I don't doubt that you did it. However, I just want to figure out how, because we all got to be on the same page if we got to talk to the authorities and all that, you know? So let's just go through...
Get our story straight.
Exactly, Smother. Let's just go through the events of the day, right? We came in, we docked. I would like each of you to describe the most important duty you have when tying down the ship, in your mind.
For Snap, the grease monkey, the most important thing, there could be nothing more important than checking to see that the engine has shut down correctly. The captain has told him a couple of times that he doesn't have to go through each cog and check out each coal, but Snap will not rest until the engine is clean as a whistle, leaving him usually covered in soot.
For Smother, I think the most important thing is making sure that everything is where it's supposed to be. Nothing got moved or broken. Everything is tied down that needs to be tied down. Everything is on the list that needs to be on the list. There's a certain level of peace he acquires from knowing that, oh, that's exactly where I left it. That other thing is exactly where I left it.
I think Slim is kind of two minds, where really the most important thing that he does is the physical tying down of the ship, right? I think he takes great pleasure in going around the whole ship and making sure everything is secure, you know, tip-top shape. I think what he finds to be the most personally fulfilling part of the docking down is when he gets to fly along the ropes and slide down it like a fireman's pole and Peter Pan style, you know, land on the ground, superhero pose, you know, ready to take on this new area they've docked in.
He has delusions of grandeur.
He does.
All of the delusions.
So the ship was tied down properly. I can't fault you on that. It was done well, as always.
Smooth.
Can't fault.
Smooth.
No, I can't. And then I went off and, you know, did my thing. And is that when you took the trench coat from out of my closet?
Captain had many trench coats. We thought Captain surely wouldn't miss one.
Mm-hmm.
Right, sure. I guess I didn't that night. I just, out of curiosity's sake, did you find anything in the pockets?
For this, each of you, I would like you to describe two small things that you found in Adelaide's pockets each.
Slim reaches into, like, the interior of the breast pocket and finds kind of a collection of dust and pieces of tobacco that have fallen or broken apart, which he takes and kind of bundles up into a little bag that he keeps for himself, either just to sniff or for other reasons later on. And I think he also finds, well, whether he found it or not, I think he pulls one of the seams at the hem of the coat and gets a very long string. So he just takes some of the thread out of the coat.
That's why it was in Tanner's. We're gonna have a talk about that.
Snap reached into the breast pocket and found a piece of paper with writing in common that he couldn't. It looked maybe like a letter, like it had a signature or something like that. He couldn't make heads or tails of it. The other thing he found in one of the inner pockets, actually, it had been put in one of the inner pockets, but the pocket had a hole, and so it dropped all the way down to where the seams of the trench coat meet at the very bottom. It was a very old, dusty, and empty arcane lighter. It took all of him to not burn the paper immediately.
While I commend you for your not burning the paper, do you still have that lighter? Because I've been looking for that for like a good long while.
No.
All right.
Smother has been working on his human impression, and I think he's getting pretty good. And so Smother was sort of ferreting around, and the first thing he found was in one of the pockets, the outer pockets, that Adelaide must have picked up at one point. It had been left on the ship, and it's a really terrible thing to lose because it is an ID card of a former passenger. Having found that, the little gears in Smother's brain start turning, and I think he stands on one of his compatriots' heads to get up to the shelf above the closet, right above the coat, and get at Adelaide's cologne.
Ow. Smother, you're heavy.
Trust me. Trust me. Got a system.
You took my cologne.
Couple drops.
I think Smother also reflexively, like, smells himself.
Still works.
A little dab on the neck here and there.
It was not a few drops. It was a lot. He put a lot of it on.
What? Why? I'm fine. I'm cool. We're fine. Just step me through then. You went into town, right? What'd you do? Nothing. All right. Look. If it helps, we can do this in Draconic. Right, so just, it's fine. We all know that my listening is better than my speaking. So, I'll ask the occasional question, but really in Draconic is fine. Now, let's see if I remember correctly. Like, it was a pretty dark night, right? We were nearing midnight. I mean, we only docked at, say, 10-ish. So you had a couple hours to do this, whatever shenanigans you were up to. And, you went into town after we finished putting things down, and, you stole one of my trench coats, my cologne, my lighter, a few other things. You ripped it apart, and you went into town to go to the general store, which, I mean, it's pretty hard to miss that just is general store. And I know your folks don't read common very well, if at all, but, you know, you're good at pattern recognition. I know you are, Snap anyway, so I'm sure you figured it out pretty easily. And it's not like we haven't been here before, so I'm sure it wasn't hard for you to find, old Nimby. So, what, you just went in there and old Nimby was at the counter and then what?
On a holiday? It's closed, right? The store had to have been closed.
Snap looks to Smother and in Draconic says,
well, the store was locked, boss. It wasn't open, but then Smother had, I said we should just, you know, go in, but then Smother had different ideas.
Yeah, you can't just go in and take people things. I don't know. They don't take kindly to that. So, because we know this person, I thought, you know, we know where he lives. He lives on top of the general store, right? So we walked up. We kind of walked up his fire escape.
Right. And did you? Because I talked to old Nimby this morning, and he said, I mean, there was a strange fellow, but were you, like, in the trench coat, the three of you? What was your pet?
Well, Captain, listen. If you wake up in the middle of the night, it's the middle of the night. It's the middle of the night. We're in the middle of the holidays. It's the middle of the night. And you wake up, and outside your window, knocking on your window, is three little thingies with eyes and licking their eyes and looking at you. We think, well, we do that. That's normal for us. But, like, surely, it would be less conspicuous overall and less scary if it was just one normal human fellow, right? That's what humans hear like.
Yeah.
I suppose I can't fault you for that. All right. Well, who led this charge?
Well, people like Smother the best.
People do.
My human impression getting pretty good.
So, Smother, this means you are taking charge as we start this round?
For those listening, we are not using D&D rules, as you will soon learn. We are using a small little RPG system called Three Kobolds in a Trench Coat, made by Andrew Fallows, and very, very special thanks to them for a fantastic little RPG. Check it out if you have the chance. It is a D12 system, and you'll figure out the rules as we go along. So, I would like each of the three of you to roll Fedora, please. So roll a d12 and subtract your Fedora score.
For Snap, that's a 3 on the die, minus 3, so 0.
For Smother, that is an 11, but minus 7 is a 4.
Right? Wow. And for Slim...
And for Slim, it was a 7 minus 4, so a 3.
So, Smother, you are up first. You pick a roll, either a head, legs, or arms, and tell me what action you took in that moment. So, Smother, I take it you were the one leading this charge, no?
Uh-huh.
So you would just... went up to the door and then...
Well, Captain, I was on top. Because I do the best human voice, and humans tend to like it when the voice comes out of the top.
Right.
And so the boys kind of helped me up to the door. And, I don't remember exactly what they did, because I was getting in character. I was focusing on my performance.
Right. Did you, like, call out, or... How did the three of you get old Nimby's attention?
I think one of the fellas had did some knocking.
Right, so then who was the arms in this case?
That was me.
Right. Okay, was it like you knocked and then shouted, or was it just the knocking?
Well, I started knocking, and I knocked for a while until I saw a human's eyes open up.
Right, so I would like, Summer, I would like you to roll a d12.
Another 7.
Great. This will be sunglasses, as you're trying to communicate. The knocking.
Oh, geez. Well, I got 7, but my sunglasses is a 9, so that... Mm-mm.
Great. Okay. So, you knocked for like a while, you said?
Yeah.
Was it the knocking, or was it something else that made him open his eyes?
Well, after a certain point, I got to talking.
Right.
Sort of before he had come to the door. Cause you know, Captain, I can do the human voice real good.
All right. So I'd like you to also roll sunglasses.
Luckily, I'm good at this.
I'm glad someone is.
That is a 12.
Let's go.
That's the equivalent of a nat 20 for this system.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, Smother, seeing that the knocking has not generated the desired response, which is stuff, does his little like vocal warm up, and then goes. We'd like to give you money for your goods. Hello. Hello, citizen.
And with that, his eyes open then. And what, he came to the door?
Well, window, Captain. We were on second floor balcony.
Right. I would like you, as the legs, to please roll me a...
Trench coat
skill to see how well you balanced on that step, on that stair, with two other kobolds above you.
Okay, DM, I hate to say this, but Snap's quirk is that he's always greasy.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. So roll with disadvantage.
I believe this gives me disadvantage. Yeah. Oh my God. Okay, so that's an 11 and a 3. So 3 minus 6 is a
Great.
Minus 3.
Narratively, what must happen here is you did not, in fact, hold the weight of the two kobolds above you for very long. Just long enough for them to come to the window. Right, because what old Nimby told me was that he heard a knocking and a voice. And then he came to the window and there was no one there. So that leads me to believe that something happened. And hearing what happened from the other two of you,
we didn't stick the landing on the old knock and shout, boss.
I leaned really far forward to knock, and I maybe kick Snap in the face.
So it was you, Snap, then.
Who let Snap on the legs? Snap, no good. No good for legs. No good for legs. Have you seen Snap
hands
legs?
Too small to knock on window.
Snap can't do the voice.
Small, Snap hands the quickest. Oh, Snap brain the closest to human.
All right. So, you slipped, right? Things happen. It's not the
Snap
end of the
greasy.
World.
Greasy.
All right.
Greasy.
Then what happened? What, did you get back together or?
I think Smother has shouted up, I appear to have fallen.
Within the trench coat, Snap starts kicking at Slim and punching at Slim above him, saying, you go leg.
Are you taking charge then?
Get in position.
Yes, I would like to take charge. This is an action in the three kobolds in a trench coat system. He's tired of what the kobold in charge is doing. Uh-huh. Get things under control. He is going to have everyone roll a fedora. And whoever rolls highest goes, but he gets to go regardless. Oh my god, I rolled so badly again. I got a minus one.
I also got a minus one.
I got a seven.
Cool. So, Louisa will be first, and then Summer, yeah. And then Simon.
So, Snap gets out from under Slim, and he would like to take... He would like to take the head roll at this point to try and find where the door to the general store is and go knock and go there instead.
Okay, I would like you to roll Fedora.
This die is rolling like shit. I'm gonna... Oh my god, that's a zero. Three for three is zero.
So, what you shuffled around and then... You went looking for the door, but I mean...
Couldn't find. Very dark.
Okay. So then, when old Nimby came down, were you still, like, on the ground? Or, Slim, tell me, how did you help this?
Slim stood up. To be big and tall.
Right, so you did the three of you.
I think Slip, like, gets basically knocked down all the way to the bottom, and so basically does a press-up on everyone, whether or not they're actually standing, to get at least the form of the the figure back up vertically.
Great. I would like you to roll trench coat for me.
A nine.
So, what, you stood up. Right, okay. And presumably old Nimby came down and guided you to the door. And then you went in first, from what I heard from old Nimby. So,
if old Nimby has come out, right, Smother knows how this social interaction is supposed to go, and his quirk is that he's very touchy. So, I think Smother... as the arms went in for, like, the firmest handshake.
Roll sunglasses with disadvantage, please, then.
With disadvantage? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to ground that disadvantage, or is it just that I'm bad at this?
The disadvantage is the quirk.
Oh,
so anything
I see.
That relates
oh,
to your
okay.
quirk is disadvantage. Anything that relates to your speciality gives advantage.
He just holds on for a little too long.
Yeah.
All right, so that is a three minus two is one.
So you, what, you met him at the bottom of the stairs.
Uh-huh.
He was going to bring you to the door. and you stopped him for a handshake.
Yeah, Buzz. Human-like handshake.
Smother handshake too firm.
Humans say handshake make you a real man.
Right. Not when it's an almost ancient elf. At midnight. On the holiday evening. You woke him up. You understand where that sort of doesn't mesh with proper etiquette there, right?
Smother may have gone overboard with the handshake.
Okay. Just so that we're all clear on this. So, he let you into the general store then. And, you managed to... I mean, what were you looking for?
Well, we needed the arcane gas for the lighter so that we could do ritual. Uh-huh. You know, we can't tell you what ritual is, boss. That's not how ritual works.
Right, of course. I'm sorry.
So we needed it for the fire, boss.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
And the herbs.
So I goes looking for the gas.
Okay. And did you find it? Please roll a... This would be Fedora, I would guess. Yes?
As I understand it, the fail state of this game is someone discovers that we are three kobolds in a trench coat. Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
I believe so.
Yes.
So how bad do we have to do for someone to figure that out?
Every time you fail a check, they get closer to realizing you're not human.
Okay.
It's not going to be an immediate failure, immediate out.
So we're doing pretty
well. Oh, we're not doing good.
Yeah, yeah. He's yeah. fucking suspicious.
And
all right, so I rolled my fedora to look for the gas, and that's a 10 against my 3 fedora.
You very swiftly find what you're looking for.
Snap in the trench coat, kicks down at Slim and Smother and says, fire that way.
And take us over that direction.
I would like you to... make a trench coat check.
Gosh.
See if you can walk over in the correct direction.
I walk very normally, the right way, even though I cannot see. I do, actually. I got an 8, and my trench coat is 3.
Nice.
And Smother, I would like you, as the arms, to make another trench coat check to see if you can accurately pull the correct thing off the shelf.
Right. Big money, big 8s. So that is a 4.
As old NIMBY tells it, you, or the figure, as he so pointedly said.
Can't prove it was us.
That's hearsay, boss.
Hearsay.
Well, you tried to grab the lighter fluid off the shelf and dropped about half the contents and sweep in your hand across it. On the floor. Do I have that right?
How was Smother supposed to know it was a bottle, not a packet?
Good for cleaning floor. Actually help NIMBY.
Uh-huh.
Mm. Right.
Snap, who is on the next turn, he's going to go down to the arms and frantically search the pockets for something he can give old NIMBY for compensation.
Great. Roll a fedora check, please.
That's an 11 against my 3.
Great.
He digs in very deep and finds a signa that Adelaide had lost a long time ago. Money was not likely to be in here, but he found it. And he holds it up to old NIMBY.
Right.
And punches up. Say something.
A whole signa.
Oh,
damn.
Slim, were you the one on top, or were you still the legs?
Slim, crawl up top quickly. Yes.
Right. Okay. And what'd you say?
In the moment, Slim tries to mimic how Smother does the impression, but a lot of the a lot of the media and or influence that Slim has is not the same. And so I think he's been interested in like the way the passengers have interacted on the ship previously, and so he kind of like scuttles up to the head and goes,
"Fucked up. Sorry. Sorry. See ya, you swine."
Okay, please roll sunglasses for me.
That's a 7, and my sunglasses are a 9.
You swine. Right. So, you swine.
To be fair, when Slim saw passengers say swine, they hugged and made up after, and also seemed to like word. So Slim did not know. Slim did not know that was bad.
Has Slim witnessed BDSM?
I think Slim just witnessed all these like drunk passengers get into the fights and then do it like, "Oh no, dude, it's okay. Come here, bro.
Okay.
You swine." Like, this was unruly people.
Slim. I think you and I are going to have to go over that dictionary again of words that it's not okay to say to people, to their faces. Swine is not a good word.
But swine make hug.
No, it's not the swine that makes the hug. It's you say the swine and that's a bad thing. And then you forgive them for saying a bad thing, so then you hug.
Then you hug, and then you do, the passionate creaking of the bed. Yes.
No, that's...
It's like at the beginning of play, when characters don't like each other, and then at end of play they do. It's like that.
Yes.
So swine exactly. Is swine is beginning, not end.
Right, exactly.
It's like when cog and other cog, they don't go together and they get too hot, but then you put some oil in there and it just slides right in.
That's a really good analogy.
Swine is not oil.
Oil is oil. Oil between friends.
Slim, it's like having rope friction and putting a little, like resin or wax on your hands. So the rope friction is swine, and the hugging and the forgiven, that's the wax.
Forgiven is wax, Captain.
So we're not looking for rope friction.
Did not
forgiveness
give wax.
Forgiveness is wax.
Did not give wax.
No.
Forgiveness is oil. Oil is forgiveness.
You managed to still pay for everything, which is good. I mean, you know, a senior is not insignificant in terms of these outer territories. Money's money. And, Smother, I assume you made a... I mean, you being on bottom made a hasty exit? Or did you do something else before then?
Smother tried to exit at very normal pace.
Right. Okay.
So, DM, tell me if I can do this. Smother canonically has a very calming presence.
Mm-hmm.
He makes people feel calm in interpersonal interaction. I would like to have the Smother's exit ended up being like a kind of jaunty stroll.
Yeah.
Such that it didn't seem like it was, you know, three kobolds in a trench coat. It seemed like it was maybe someone who got drunk at a party.
Absolutely, that is sunglasses. Go for it. Roll sunglasses with advantage.
Hell yeah. I cannot fail this.
Don't say these things.
I got real close. I rolled a 4 and a 2, so that succeeds on my sunglasses of 2.
Wow.
Oh my god.
Can I add a potential point of contention with the walking away? I don't know if this would technically count as taking charge, but I have to, since this is a place where they sell a lot of different things. And since Slim is the head, he has to look around and see if there's anything stick or sharp shaped. Like, he has to. Yes, we've gotten the things we need, but have we gotten the things we want? You know?
This is absolutely taking charge.
Hell yeah.
We also have not gotten the things we need.
You've gotten one of the things you needed. So, you take charge as you walk out of this building.
As we're on the way to the door.
What skill are you using?
I think it would end up being a sunglasses roll, because I imagine what happens since Slim is on the head, he just kind of yells, "Wait," and then tries to force Smother to turn everyone around.
Absolutely. Great. So roll sunglasses.
Y'all don't even understand.
Everybody roll sunglasses.
Everybody.
Yeah. Correct. Oh my god. That's a total of minus six sunglasses for Snap.
Great.
I can beat that.
I got a 7.
I got a minus 8. I got a 1.
Isn't your sunglasses minus 9?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you get to act first.
So I think Smother very successfully completes a jaunty drunk stroll to the door. And Slim goes, "Wait," and, you know, kind of like turns the head almost like an owl 180 degrees because he just like turns his little body around. And he goes back to Nimby and he says, "Harpoons exist. Yes. Have here for fun, not hurt. Metal, sharp metal, give." And I think tries to figure out some sort of way to have it be an exchange and pulls out the bag of dust and tobacco.
This is absolutely, unfortunately for you, a sunglasses check with disadvantage.
But
you have to roll what?
Fucked.
A 9, a 10, twice. 11, or 12. Twice.
Oh my god. This is because
can't help
Slim's
it.
Slim's quirk is loving harpoons.
Really into harpoons and just won't shut up about it. So I did actually get a 9 on the first one. I just got a 5 on the second one. So that's a 5.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm up next. Can I attempt to salvage this situation?
Absolutely. How are you trying to salvage this situation?
I got two words. Finger guns.
Yeah, man. Let's go.
Amazing.
Smother moves up to the arms and starts hitting finger guns to make this a cool,
amazing,
chill interaction and not a scary, violent one.
This would be trench coat.
Trench
coat. Body language.
But do I get advantage because I am attempting to calm someone down?
Sure. Absolutely.
You got it.
Oh my god.
DM. So I do hit a 7.
Just point
is
guns
it,
at
is
him.
It makes it breaks it, or is it?
It makes it. It
meets,
meets
it beats it.
It
meets
it, right?
It beats it.
Yes.
Yep.
Yep. Finger guns.
Thank
Absolutely,
God.
Finger
Amazing.
Guns.
Okay. And what are the legs doing?
Not that the legs are staying put for now to see what old Nimby has to say about sharp metal.
So, hearing your version of events and reconciling them with Nimby's, I think I can pretty safely say that this stranger in a trench coat, like, do you think you got away with it? Because, I mean, I know I did say that I came to Nimby, but that wasn't entirely true. Nimby did come to me specifically and, like, didn't name any names.
Listen, Captain, kobolds don't make finger guns. Couldn't have been kobolds.
That's right. Captain, no one caught the guy. No one saw what was under the trench coat.
Snap it back in the scene when seeing that Nimby is quiet, hits a dash and tries to run out the door.
Great.
Feeling their cover was blown.
Roll a trench coat for me.
I have to hit a 6. That's a 9.
Let's
yeah.
go.
No one saw him.
Okay. No one saw what was inside. It's fine.
The stakes have never been higher.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Well, he did. he did say that as soon as it started, it was over. So, I mean, you must have gotten out of there pretty quickly, and I suppose, Snap, that was you getting them out of there.
How could it have been, Captain? Snap bad legs.
All right. Okay. So you got at least the lighter fluid from old Nimby.
Uh-huh.
And then Did you go directly over to the town hall then?
Town hall have herb garden.
Yes.
Okay. This is true. So what, you went to the herb garden and then you took the herbs you needed. Were they there?
I mean, either of you may correct me on this, but I think that the herbs the kobolds use in their ritual are purposefully herbs that are found in different places.
Yeah.
Yeah. That are somewhat special, and there's knowledge about them, but they aren't exactly rare. You just need to know where to look. And I think maybe it's something the three kobolds do together very often, of getting down and into the patches to find the herbs they need.
So, I assume, Smother, you sort of helped them remember where they might be, because, you know, you've always been the best with plants and organization, all that.
Right where we left it. Right where we left it.
Right. So, whatever herbs you need are in that herb garden.
We're in the garden.
All right.
We're in the garden. No one take.
Okay.
Snap.
Smother.
Kobolds don't talk to cops, but kobolds talk to the captain.
Is captain caught? Captain is a hierarchical denomination.
Snap got into anarchism over the summer.
I like to think I am your friend and business partner in this.
You are, captain.
I'm not going to rat you out. I'm just trying to make sure that if somebody tries to ask us, we all know what the story is.
Captain is no snitch.
We found herbs, captain.
Great. You found the herbs. And then, so, like, what led you then into the bell tower?
Well, Slim ties very good knot.
Mm-hmm.
Are you saying you scaled the building?
Mm-hmm. Need to be up high for ritual. So go up high.
Okay.
And Slim, expert in going up high.
I know you to be an expert in going up very high. You are so good at tying knots and things. Now, I did hear, I'm not going to name any names, but, now there was a small holiday party happening inside the mayor's office at the time. I'm not sure if you knew this, but they heard something, and one of them, again, not naming any names, came outside to check it out.
Uh-huh.
So, but they... Well, why don't you describe to me what you did, and then I'll see if that confirms the story with what they were saying. Because maybe they were wrong, but I just want to, you know, I just want to get our story straight.
So we was on the roof.
And you had put the trench coat back on for...
Well, we see person, we go trench coat formation.
And, okay. And,
yep.
Uh-huh.
We're to see three small on roof. Normal to see one big in trench coat.
Uh-huh. Human on roof, much less concerning than three cobbled on roof.
I don't know if I'd agree with that there.
Well, Captain is chill and good with kobold. Human not chill and good with kobold.
You know, you are not incorrect about that one there. So, what, you were on the roof, and, I mean, who was on the bottom? That couldn't have been easy to navigate, you know, the slippery slope of that roof. But who was doing the walking there? Who would like to take charge?
I think it's a scurry. Shouldn't we roll initiative and the person with the best results takes charge?
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Initiative is Fedora, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My Fedora roll is a flat 0.
Right.
Total of 1 for Snap.
A 6 for Slim.
Okay.
I know.
Slim's in charge.
I love it when Slim's in charge. Slim is our glorious leader.
No. We don't have hierarchies here.
The harpoon party.
I think Slim takes the legs, because
Slim is often kind of scuttling around on the top of the ship and is comfortable walking around in high places and comfortable with, you know, precarious ledges and whatnot.
Sure.
And I think rather than really doing a tactical walk where it keeps the best footing on the ground, Slim tries to make it look like a normal person just kind of taking a morning stroll
on the roof.
So like a very casual,
wait, Slim,
chill,
don't make this sunglasses, you know. Don't make this sunglasses for yourself.
No. It's just walking slowly. And
yeah, no. It is trench coat. Go for it.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Oh my god.
I got a 4. Whew, so I succeed.
Just barely.
My trench coat's a 3. Just barely.
So, Slim, you were, I mean, it makes sense that you were the one on the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I did hear that they had a little bit of trouble. Whoever it was up on the roof, whatever the figure was up on the roof, tended to slip a little bit, but they managed to catch themselves. So, you know, again, not in a name and name and names, but if that could have been one of you up on that roof, whoever it was that was in charge of the legs must have done a good job.
If person was on legs would feel good about doing good job. No Slim. No Slim.
Right.
Slim, no
right.
Slip. Person, no Slip. Not Slim. Get
so it. you made it over to, or whoever it was, made it over to the tower itself easily enough.
Uh-huh.
And then once you were in there, I mean, you rang the bells, did you?
Well, before you rang the bell, Captain, before you rang the bell, we got to light the fire.
Right. Okay. I presume that was you doing that.
So, Snap goes to look in the pocket for the lighter and the lighter fluid, which he has to fill the arcane lighter up with.
Mm-hmm.
That absolutely is Fedora. Please roll Fedora with advantage, because pyromaniac.
Yes, because Snap is a pyromaniac.
Thank God for the advantage. The higher one is a 7, which beats the 3.
Great. You managed to fill it up then.
For the fire.
Right, and then what, did you light the herbs?
Well, we needed to find good place to light. We don't want to set the whole thing on fire just because we need a fire for the ritual, Captain.
Of course, that is very moderate of you.
So we're still being observed, correct?
Yeah.
Smother is going to, as the head, turn the face out to whoever is watching us. And doing his best human impression, say, I'm going to have a cigarette.
Roll sunglasses.
Incredible.
Yeah, yeah.
I love that. I'm going to have a cigarette.
I'm definitely one person.
Yeah.
That is a 9, which beats my 2 by a mile.
Amazing.
Yeah, man.
That guy's definitely nice. Going to have a smoke.
So you had smoke your break. Herbed cigarette, was it?
No, Captain. Cigarette, not part of ritual. Human think. Burning thing okay,
oh.
If burning thing is
because cigarette. Mm-hmm.
Human worried about kobold. Human not worried about lung cancer.
Oh my god.
I suppose you have a point there.
Now we just need to ring the bell and then ritual can start.
Yes. Oh, so the bell happened before the ritual. Is that like part of it? Like you need bells for the ritual?
We need sound.
Big
Captain
noise.
Beautiful
big
sound.
Noise.
Big all right. Sound.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Beautiful.
Cobbled
big
voice not big enough for big sound.
Too small.
Cobbled was small.
Mm-hmm. Cobbled was little.
Cobbled karaoke not traditionally considered good for ritual.
Cobbled karaoke very good. Very
no,
good.
Not good for ritual,
not
but
very
ritual.
Good.
I am aware of this. I have been to one of your karaoke sessions.
We need to do that again, Captain.
It was fun, Captain.
Now, I don't remember most of it, if I'm going to be honest with yous.
That's the way, yes. Captain.
Exactly, Captain.
That's the way. You sing, you don't remember anything, and you light it all on fire before the next morning. So we need big noise. So we need big noise.
Big noise,
Captain. Now we can light the fire. We need big noise. So just the one thing missing. Ring the bell.
Uh-huh. Right. So in... You know, I've been up to that bell tower before. There's a bit of a hole in the middle, you know, where you have to jump down and ring the bell. Was that still your area, Slim? Like, were you the one doing the jumping?
Slim jump high, so... So can grab bell. So other can grab bell. So Slim... Do good.
And then, Snap, you were on the arms, right? So you had to grab the rope.
Snap no good at grabbing. Snap knocks Smother off to look and see a rope and tell him where it is.
Okay, and then Smother, you were the one that grabbed the rope.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So, I would like each of you to roll at the same time. We're going to do this in order, but all at the same time, essentially.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, Summer, I need you to roll trench coat.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Snap, Louisa, I need you to roll fedora. And Smother, I need you to roll trench coat.
Mm-hmm. Big money, 7 or 8.
Big money, no whammies.
Big money, no whammies. Big money, no whammies.
Uh-oh. So.
We hit a 12.
We hit a 12. Double 12? We hit a...
Let's go!
Snap got a 1.
Oh.
Wow.
The head fell off.
So, the bells were rung, anyway. From what I was told, Bob... people whose name I will not name. I mean, it was pretty clear it was the three of you. I'm just gonna say that now. You kind of... The way it was described to me, at least, was what you jumped and then grabbed the rope. Three pairs of arms grabbed the rope. And then the trench coat kind of fell away. And you kind of dissolved.
Snap with head. And Snap fell.
Snap greasy.
Yeah.
But
Snap greasy.
Very greasy. But Captain, what you have to understand is this. Even though people found out, even though people knew that it was now Snap's name and Smother, that it was three kobolds in a trench coat, we still had to light the fire. So Snap falls off bell tower, but Snap has the lighter. And something needs to be on fire.
So what did you light?
Well, the trench coat was falling, Captain. Also, and Snap was falling.
And there was still some of that thread that Slim had pulled out that was just kind of hanging off. So
Slim
Snap just tried to light
coat.
That.
Yeah.
Herbs
were in pocket.
You lit my trench coat on fire.
I tried.
Is it salvageable?
If Smother was putting trench coat on List, would List as severely damaged?
Do you still have it?
I think Slim pulls out a bit
wordlessly, of a I think we hold up Rat.
Yeah, it's just like all little bits from individual pockets.
Look, I'm not upset. I'm not even disappointed, frankly. I mean, you managed to pull off...
Heist.
No, you didn't really pull it off, did you?
Trench coat was pulled off.
The trench coat was, in fact, pulled. I am glad that you were safe.
Uh-huh. I don't know, Captain. It was a big fire.
And I'm glad that nobody else was hurt. But I do need you to understand that this cannot keep happening. I mean, this happens every year. Every year. We are given a warning and told to get out of town. That is the reason that we are having this meeting, not in a tavern or somewhere comfortable, but in the sky, going as fast as we can away from Thistlebrush. You understand that, right?
Captain, if it helped, Snap got burned too. Snap always greasy. Snap maybe shouldn't have set fire.
I'm not saying that it was irresponsible of you, because I understand that this is your thing, and I'm not trying to say that I should be a part of it, because frankly, I kind of don't want to be. However, maybe next time we can do it in a way that is a bit safer, a bit more conducive to all of us working together and setting out a plan so that you can tell me what you need and I can provide it to you safely without setting anything that you didn't mean to set on fire on fire. You understand?
Captain.
Yes, Mother?
If Captain is involved with Ritual, then Ritual not shore leave Ritual working hours.
We get paid for Ritual for big or fire. And for planning. Planning takes time. Ritual working hours on holiday. Holiday double time.
If Ritual billable, Ritual billable.
Can send invoice.
I mean, this one certainly wasn't. This one hadn't. I had no part in this.
No.
I'm not trying to put any rules or regulations on you with this ritual. But as whether you're on duty or off duty, you understand that I am in part responsible for you as members of my crew, whether you're working for me at the time or not. We have a duty of care to each other to make sure that everybody is safe and that nothing is needlessly harmed.
So
my trench coat was needlessly harmed. You could have been in real danger if you had done this to people who were less amenable to kobolds. You understand that, right? So I'm not trying to impose restrictions on you, but let's do this in a safe and intelligent manner that I know we all can.
So, Captain, true meaning of the holiday is avoiding legal responsibility.
You know, I think that is as close to a message as I've ever been able to impress upon you. So I will absolutely take that. Yes, thank you very much, Smother. And now that we've got this all cleared up, let's go find somewhere nice and quiet, maybe find a job, and just settle ourselves down for the new year. Understood?
New year? New plans? New kobolds?
New crew.
Bigger fire. New trench coat.
New trench coat. Tales from World Asunder is Louisa Zanardi as Snap, Simon Itchevich as Smother, Summer Barnes as Slim, and Nick Sturman as the trench coat falling apart around them.
Original soundtrack by Gray Wood, with additional music by Michael Gelfie Studios.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening.
Hey there. I hope we're not intruding on your holidays. Me and the boys here were just going around and singing some carols for people. They insisted, I really, we're starting already, all right.
Sorry, I'll.
Thanks. Christmas is here, bringing good cheer to young and old, meek and the bold. Ding dong, ding dong, that is their song with joyful ring, all caroling. One seems to hear words of good cheer from everywhere, filling the air. Oh, probably from the raising of sound, oil and they ring while people sing songs of good cheer. Christmas is here. Merry, merry Christmas.